That World Cup preview, I said I'd do in the first hour and the second, and here it is. So team guide, here we go. Group A will have Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Uruguay in, and of course Luis Suarez is back at the World Cup, probably one of the main talking points of this group. He is back, you know, he can just about do anything. He scored against England in his last World Cup game where he didn't bite someone, so hopefully he don't do that again. He's in the same group this time, so it could go either way. We're looking at Uruguay's preferred system, 4-4-2. My bets for this one is going to have to be Uruguay to go through. On the Group B now, we're looking at Portugal, Spain, Morocco and Iran. Arguing on the games of the group stage will be Portugal and Spain. It's on a Friday night, it's at 7 o'clock. You've got to go watch that game. It's going to be amazing. And there you go. Predictions for this group, it's hard to say. You know, Portugal did win the Euros last time out. We're looking at Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, their star man, and could really go away this one. Spain as well. Isco's one of their brilliant players, David Silva as well. So if I'm going to have to predict this one, I'd probably have to go for, going to be on the knife edge, but I'm going to say Spain to clinch it. I reckon they could even win it this year. France are in Group C alongside Australia, Peru and Denmark. Another big group, and Australia and France, their big kickoff will be interesting. Lots of fans will be on the edge of their seats for that one. We're looking at the star man of France, and we're looking at Antonio Griezmann for that one. The one to watch is the second most expensive player of all time, Kylian Mbappe, for me. The odds of them winning are currently 11-2. It wouldn't be a bad bet. They got to the final of the Euros, and now for the Aussies, they are also in Group C along with France, and their star man this year, probably have to go for Aaron Moy of Huddersfield, quite a good player there. Peru and Denmark finished that group. We're looking at Argentina now. They are in Group D because of Lionel Messi. He wants that World Cup win. Will he get it? Who knows? It's going to be on a knife edge as well, this one. They could really do it. There's so many teams who could win the World Cup this year. What way it would go, I'm just not sure. Also in a group, the smallest nation to ever qualify for the World Cup will be Iceland. They're in the same group as Messi, so it's going to be a tough one. They just win their group in Group I ahead of Croatia, and probably looking at Gylfi Sigurdsson of Everton of their star man, and a player from Bristol City, Magnussen, who won't be the one for watch for me. Croatia also in the cup this time round. Of course, Luka Modric, their star man, and Nigeria. So that is a turn. Of course, Nigeria, they can always cause an upset with the likes of Alex Iwobi and Victor Moses. On the Group E now, we're looking at Brazil alongside Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Serbia. Another group with teams who, you know, can play football well. And it's going to be hard to call this one for second place. You know, you would say it would be Brazil's chance to win this, for sure. It's their group to lose, in my opinion. But Costa Rica, you know, making the semi-finals, quarter-finals of the last World Cup, they could just do it, and I think they could be a bit of a dark horse in this competition, one to watch there. Switzerland as well, a team who can do stuff when they turn up. You know, a lot of teams have to turn up as a winning side. And Switzerland, they're sometimes 50-50, a lot like Arsenal in many ways. But they could do some bits in this year's World Cup. Serbia also qualified in this group. Now on to Group F, we're looking at Germany, Mexico, Sweden and South Korea. I mean, who isn't excited for this World Cup? It's going to be incredible. We're looking at Germany now, arguably definite favourites for this group. Kind of favourite for the World Cup as well. Them and Brazil both be up there. But yeah, the likes of Toni Kroos and youngsters like Liam Goretzka, they could really cause an upset this year. And they did lose to France in the Euro 2016 semi-final. So they've got a lot to live up on. They came to a semi-final last time out. Can they go one step further this time round? Time will tell, as we know. Group G now, the team England are in. Belgium, you know, this tough team to play. Lots of Eden Hazard, Thomas Meunier. It's going to be tough. Roberto Martinez as well, ex-Everton and Wigan manager, is the boss of Belgium, so he knows the English league, so that could be some trouble for England. Panama, also in this group, World Cup debutants, I believe. And yeah, they've got lots of Gabriel Gomez. I don't actually know who that is, but Atletico, plays for a team called Atletico Bucaramanga, so not bad to go there. And Gabriel could do some stuff. And Roman Torres from the MLS. He might be able to grab a goal against England. I hope not, though. Tunisia, after a 12-year absence, they are back at the World Cup. and it wasn't entirely straightforward, their journey to the World Cup. They sacked their manager after losing in the African Cup of Nations, but they got there somehow, and they will be playing England, who are also in this Group G. And God, who knows how this one go. They did win Group F, England, of course, the nation most of the listeners are from today, if not all of them. Harry Kane, the star player, and Marcus Rashford, of course, one to watch in this tournament. Currently 6-1 on the odds. And on to Group H now. Poland, Senegal, and Colombia, and Japan. Another hard group to call, to say the least. For me, I would say Colombia. They beat France last time out, so they've certainly got some talent about them. James Rodriguez as well, by Munich, currently on loan from Real Madrid. He could do some damage, and yeah, it's going to be another interesting group. Just a quick one now, if England do end up winning their group G, they will play. So, if we win our group, we will play the runners-up in Group H. And if we look in Group H, we will be looking at a group with the likes of, I believe it is a group with Colombia in. Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. So, arguably, we'll be playing Colombia if we win our group. If we come second, could be Japan, Poland, Senegal. It's going to be a hard one to call. But, you know, it isn't the worst draw for the round of 16s as it stands. But after this, I believe it does get a lot harder. And we could face, like, if we do get to the quarterfinals, we could face Germany or something like that, I believe. I did see once. But there you go. There is your World Cup preview on Phoenix FM. Who is excited for this World Cup? It's this year. It's not long to go now. And as it is international break, I thought, why not? Let's do a little World Cup 2018 team-by-team guide preview. All for 32 countries. Who's your favourite? France? Brazil? Germany? One of them three will probably win it. But only time will tell. This summer, all our eyes will be at this World Cup. Now for travel and events.